Right. That's one example of something that could get us completely off of oil using the existing engines that we're using and without creating pollution. It's a very significant advance. Interestingly, the people in the government have threatened him already, saying, oh, you can't do this because the hydrogen that would be created this way could be used for a terrorist weapon. I mean, it's completely crazy stuff. I mean, as if these big tankers full of gasoline and natural gas can't be blown up. I mean, you know, it's just it's silly. And on the other end of the spectrum, there's a man who has a proof-of-principle system that's what we call an electrolyzer. The masses would absolutely raise bloody hell. And
right.
See, and so the public, and this is where I'm very egalitarian. I think people have got to understand that the situation we're in isn't going to be fixed by one heroic figure or one inventor. All of us are going to have to be aware of it and be willing to put our shoulder to the wheel and move this whole effort forward, because we're really talking about something that dwarfs the Marshall Plan. It's a transformation of the entire infrastructure of how humanity is living on Earth.
Mm-hmm.
And that's an enormous undertaking. And so people have to understand that it's going to require many people from diverse walks of life, as well as just the masses being aware of it, and not allowing something that does come along that's promising to be suppressed again or to be
right.
bought out and put on a black shelf at General Motors or Westinghouse. The same thing has to happen with these energy solutions. You cannot do this in the darkness of night, because the folks that want to keep this secret own darkness. What they don't own is light. They don't own the truth. They don't own the ability. And if you can get the information out to the people through whatever means you need to, the internet, radio shows, talk shows, I mean, I've been on every network in the world, then what happens is that it becomes very difficult to snuff out either the leadership of that effort or the inventor or the truth of the matter. Now, the media is very corrupt, and I will be the first to say that the big media is majorly corrupt. But ultimately, they're not going to be able to stay on that path of corruption once there's enough people who know about it. It will
mm-hmm.
simply take off. So public education and public networking, so many people who've come to learn about what we're doing, it's been through word of mouth, it's been through radio shows like this, and someone hears and says, my God, get on this website. I can't believe this stuff is actually out there. Most people who look at what we've already assembled with the Disclosure Project can't believe it is already in the public domain.
Right.
It is so much information. I mean, we're not talking about one or two people with a ball on their face behind a black screen with their voice altered. We're talking dozens and dozens of top secret people ranging from brigadier generals and colonels and astronauts, name, rank, and serial number testifying about the existence of this stuff.
Right.
So, you know, that's out there, but people have to learn that it's out there and then tell their friends and families and coworkers and institutions that it's out there. So this is the power, of course, of the information age if we use it, and this is why education is so important.
Well, the other element here about the education is that we have some other things that seemingly in the media seem to carry some hope, and I think a lot of people kind of turn a blind eye once they hear this, that, you know, like the energy bill or what Toyota's doing or some of the other car manufacturers. And that, to me, is not the solution, because all they're doing is swapping one system for another, and they intend on carrying out the same greed perspective way.
Yes. And there is this whole thing of temporizing it. It's
right.
It's like this terrible expression, look busy, Jesus is coming. You know, they're trying to look busy, and so that people will think that there's people working on a solution when they know damn good and well they're not.
Right.
And this is the fraud that's going on in the whole, for example, global warming. People don't realize there's $5 billion a year being spent worldwide on studying global warming. Well, with a rounding error, percentage rounding error of that, our group could come out with a solution to global warming. So, you know, this kind of madness has got to be exposed for what it is. You know, I have left my work as an emergency and trauma physician and given up my income, and I'm doing this for free, quite frankly, to try to get this resolved, because I tell people now, my patient is Gaia, Earth, and her 6 billion children, that we have got to view this as a time where it's a critical emergency for the world to find these solutions. And if we look to Big Brother and these big corporations to do it, we're going to find that it's going to be a day late and a dollar short. They really don't want the solutions to come out, except under their own control on their own time schedule, where they have milked every trillion-dollar segment that they can out of the global economy into their power system.
Right.
It's an enormously corrupt and cynical program. And I know people because sometimes I'm horrified because I'm very blunt. I'm an emergency doctor. If you come into the ER and you've got a brain tumor, I'm not going to tell you you've got a migraine. So it's just the way I am. But the truth of the matter is that our civilization is headed into a terminal sequence of catastrophe
right.
if we don't fix these fundamental problems. The good news is that we can fix them, but
mm-hmm.
we're going to need a lot more support than is out there right now. For example, you know, I'm always laughing at people. And I hear about some of these environmental trusts that have $600 million a year budgets like the Nature Conservancy and some of these things. And I'm thinking, you know, for a tiny fraction of that, we could develop and have fully operational within 2 years technologies that would fix the entire environmental problem.
Exactly.
But you cannot get – why aren't those people doing that? I think there's stupidity and corruption at every level, but as you said earlier – more importantly, a lack of knowledge and education. We've got to get the facts and the education to the right people